This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser, along with attorney generals from nearly 20 states, are taking legal action against a White House executive order that seeks to revoke birthright citizenship. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The lawsuit says ending birthright citizenship violates constitutional rights to which all children born in the U.S. are entitled. Weiser, a Democrat in his second term, noted that birthright citizenship has been challenged twice and upheld by the Supreme Court.
The Constitution makes very clear in the 14th Amendment that if you're born here on U.S. soil, you are a citizen. You have the rights of a citizen.
President Trump says the move is meant to limit undocumented immigration. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Colorado Department of Transportation plans to place speed cameras in construction zones across the state this year. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The first speed cameras will be placed on Interstate 70 at Floyd Hill, where crews are in the middle of a multi-year highway expansion project. The state plans to use cameras in four more work zones by the end of the year. Officials insist the cameras are meant to limit speed and crashes and not to generate revenue for the state. Each camera will be announced a month ahead of time, and signs will alert motorists to its presence. They will also only issue warnings for at least their first month of use. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Police officers from Golden and Denver shot a man near Casa Bonita on Tuesday after he allegedly fled from them. Authorities say he had multiple felony warrants. Officers found him at an apartment complex and shot him after allegedly seeing a gun in his hand. He was arrested and taken to a hospital where he's expected to recover. This is CPR News and KRCC.